Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, our Elimination Chamber recap show. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by my six-hour broadcast partner today, Rich Stamboli. We've been live for 5 hours and 22 minutes.
Baby, I am in it to win it. We are not the worst at what we do.
We are not the worst at what we do. We have been doing this since 5 o'clock. We did our Elimination Chamber pre-show. We did our watch-along, our first ever watch-along. And I have to tell you, I had so much fun doing it. I think we're going to have to do this every single week. Every single pay-per-view, we have to do this.
I agree. I think Fastlane's the next one. Yeah. We got a lot of good feedback from you guys. Live feedback, which is the best kind of feedback, because we pay attention to everybody in the chat room. We pay attention to everybody on Twitter. We pay attention to everybody on Twitch. Everybody on any streaming platform, we see your comments live. And we love you guys. Thank you for coming and sharing this with us. But I had a great time.
I had an awesome time. Yeah. A lot of great people. You guys in the YouTube chat, blown away by the generosity of some of you, blown away by the engagement that we had tonight. So many people that have been longtime viewers that I've never really had a conversation with. So I think this was really awesome, the fact that we were all able to kind of watch. I do want to thank our super chat users, just to give a little shout out. Tim Anger, $20. Taylor Jones, $25. Andrew, $4.99. John with another $20. Jonathan with $1.99. Eric with 99 cents. Bill with $5. Bradley with $2. Let's see who else, because I have not refreshed this since the last time we did this.
Good Lord. Thank you, guys.
I'm sure there's somebody else that I'm missing here. Oh, Jonathan with $19.99. You guys were unbelievable tonight, and it really encouraged me to want to do this a little bit more. With that said, I really enjoyed the show.
Yes.
It was short.
Nice and quick.
Started at 7, ended at 10:20.
Very good.
Perfect timing. So let's run through this really quick, and then at the end, we're going to answer your questions. If you have any questions you want to ask, go ahead and ask us at the end of the show, because I do want to dedicate a couple of minutes to a mailbag. Any kind of open questions you guys have regarding pro wrestling, anybody in WWE, whatever, ask, and we'll do our best to answer.
Absolutely.
Show opened up with Akira Tozawa and Buddy Murphy. I really want to see Akira Tozawa win. We also did the pro wrestling scorecard.
Yeah. Which I failed.
Shout out to them. Which you failed. I think we all did. Buddy Murphy or Akira Tozawa. Buddy Murphy won by a pin. I thought it was a nice opener. I don't have the exact time that it went, but it was actually a nice match. What do you think?
It's kind of honestly, it's very tough keeping time during.
Yeah,
unless we have like a stopwatch. It was a great opener. Like we were saying at the beginning of the show, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you guys are sticking around. We're still live. We're approaching hour six. It's very tough to keep time during these matches, but we did have a lot of fun. It was a lot of kinetic energy, and I think having the Cruisers as the openers for these events is the right way to go. Buddy Murphy looks like $1 million. Akira Tozawa looked like $1 million. Great, great, great crowd-pleasing opener. It got the crowd ready. It was a good appetizer.
I thought so. Buddy Murphy looks amazing. This dude is looking unbelievable. I thought it was a really strong opener, and I really enjoyed it. The show began with the women's tag team championship elimination chamber match.
A lot of fun.
To crown the first, and I'm using hand quote, the first ever
inaugural
WWE women's tag team champion. I believe they stopped saying that at one point. But you had the team of Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Riot Squad versus Bayley and Sasha Banks versus the Iconics versus Carmella and Naomi versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. What did you think of this match? I thought they went about 48 minutes. 45 minutes with this match. They gave it some time. New tag team champions, the first inaugural tag team champions, Bayley and Sasha Banks.
They gave us what we wanted.
You think so?
I think you were happy with it? I was okay with it. I honestly, like, again, I was pulling for, I had down on my sheet the Riot Squad, and I also had in parentheses, if the Riot Squad didn't win, it would be Mandy and Sonya, just because they're giving them like such a rub. But they actually gave the fans what they wanted. And I think this is what the fans wanted since day one. They wanted those tag belts around the waists of Sasha and Bayley. But I do think there will be some kind of Sean and Marty situation happening. after WrestleMania.
Yeah. By the way, I have the times here. 13:25 for Buddy Murphy or Akira Tozawa. 33 minutes even for Bayley and Sasha Banks winning the tag titles. I enjoyed this match. I think they told a good story with Bayley and Sasha from the beginning.
Absolutely.
They were kind of making it look like Tamina and Nia were going to win this, and they kind of fell apart at the end. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, like you said, had a great showing. Carmella and Naomi, not so great showing. Who were the first ones to get eliminated? Do you remember this?
The were Iconics. The I want to see the Iconics.
And then Carmella and Naomi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was good. I really liked how they paced this.
I might be wrong.
They did give it 33 minutes, so some time for them here. Mm-hmm. The next match was the Usos defeating the Miz and Shane McMahon. What's the tag team name that you have for them?
The Shiz.
The Shiz.
If they were called the Shiz, that's money in the bank for them. That is that is a t-shirt that is printed paper money. I'm surprised that nobody on the creative team came up with that at all. Or if they did, it was knocked down. And we know that the creatives are watching the show, and that's cool, baby. You don't even have to give us credit. But we know where it counts.
Yeah. 13 minutes they went with this match. The Miz, you know, it's interesting because you look at Shane, and we said it before, he looks like your dad running a half marathon.
Dying Shane is one of my favorite modern day gimmicks. I thought it was a fun match. It was okay, you know, like I thought they were going to retain, to be honest.
I think a lot of people thought that they were going to retain for a number of reasons, right? Because of Jimmy Uso's legal issues this week.
Exactly.
Because of just maybe they, you know, the obvious buildup here is the breakup between the Miz and Shane McMahon, leading them into a WrestleMania match.
Do you think we get that at WrestleMania or post-WrestleMania?
I think we're going to see it at WrestleMania.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a space filler?
Yes. Yeah.
But there's so many people that should be on that card. I do think that they deserve a wacky tag team match on the card. I don't think it should be a one-on-one space filler.
I think it's going to be a one-on-one space filler. They're going to need to fill that card up because remember, it's like 18 hours. Oh, but they also don't have a lot of big star names on there.
That is true. You would think that they would announce a lot of blowouts. Next match was Lio Rush, Bobby Lashley, and Finn Balor, right?
Yeah. So this was an interesting match. The story was that Bobby Lashley was taking it seriously, and Lio Rush was very confident. This match went 9 minutes and 30 seconds, by the way. Mm-hmm. Previous match, 14:10.
Oh, wow.
This was a quick 10-minute handicap match. Finn Balor defeated Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush with Lio Rush taking the pin.
He ate that pin like a champ.
At the end, Bobby Lashley turned on Lio Rush.
Keep Bobby strong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the impetus on that. But I like Finn as the IC champ. I like Finn going into Fastlane and possibly WrestleMania as the IC champ because I do like seeing those IC champ ladder matches at WrestleMania.
You think it's going to be a ladder match?
I think so.
You know what? I think this year would be a good year to make an IC ladder match.
Yeah.
With all those guys.
Absolutely. Like with your Drew, your Lashley, maybe Baron Corbin, maybe throw in a returning. Are we watching
Los Barriquas?
Los Barriquas beat up Vader?
Yeah, that's what's on our screen
is
right
that,
now.
Like, well, like Andrew just kept it going. It's the Mark Henry story.
Yeah.
I do like Finn as the IC champ. I think that's really cool. I think it elevates the belt a lot. And also, more specifically, since Seth and Dean aren't feuding for that belt anymore. You know, you got to put it on a guy who has face value. And Finn, regardless of what people say, has a lot of face value.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to give a shout out to everybody in our Periscope. Hey, everybody on Periscope. The chat is bumping. A lot of people in there loving it. So thank you for tuning in. So under 10 minutes, Finn Balor, now IC champion. Yeah, there's a lot that you could do with Finn Balor's IC champion, and he's the right guy to have that title.
Absolutely. Right now, right guy, right place.
Right guy, right place. Perfect guy to have that title. Let's move on with the card here.
Ronda Rousey versus Wanda Wowsey and Ruby Wyatt.
Do you know what the timestamp for this match was?
I want to say, again, without looking at it, I want to say this match came in under 4 minutes.
Okay. Yes. I want everybody right now to guess it. I want to know what your reaction is. How long you think this match went? Because I was blown away when I looked at the official time.
Absolutely.
I knew it was under a certain amount of time. This match went 1:40.
Good Lord, really?
Yeah, Ronda Rousey defeated Ruby Riott, but that wasn't really the story here. The story was that Charlotte was on the outside watching. Charlotte then came inside. There's a stare down between Ronda Rousey and Charlotte. And here comes Becky Lynch, dressed up in her best Kill Bill cosplay, with crutches in hand, coming down.
So loopy.
People, by the way, people are guessing so wrong. Everybody thought it was 3 minutes. Look at
3:16.
3:27, 2:32. Nobody knew it was under 2 minutes.
Less than 2 minutes. Jesus.
Wild to think about that. Wild. Which, that is what it's being clocked in as. 1:40. That doesn't seem right, though, 1:40, right?
I think it was a very fast-paced, super quick
match. I mean,
I'm
just looking at the number.
She tapped, like...
Instantly.
She tapped before the move was put on her, basically.
Yeah. So, looking at this, you get this, now you get all three of them in the ring.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch with crutches. Becky Lynch unloads on Charlotte with the crutches. Beats the crap out of her, bruises everywhere. Hands one of the crutches to Ronda Rousey. Now, Ronda Rousey's doing her worst judo pose. You know, like, it almost looks like she's on the cover of Black Belt magazine.
Mortal Kombat.
And she's, like, posing. But, oh, yeah. Reminder. You just reminded me. Yeah. Dress up like Sonya. Sonya. Not Sonya Deville, though. Just Sonya from Mortal Kombat.
Sonya Blade.
So, what happened here, Rich? She handed the crutches to Ronda to beat Charlotte.
She did an awkward pose.
Did an awkward pose.
And then they proceeded with an awkward beatdown.
Well, no. Before she could hit Charlotte
with it,
that's
right.
Becky beats the crap out of Ronda.
Yeah.
We've seen these beatdowns before. Ronda Rousey took multiple headshots with these crutches. Opened her up. Busted her open.
Hard way.
I don't think she was expecting that.
No.
Her arms were bruised. Her back was bruised. I mean, she was covered in welts. Her face, her head was bleeding. Same thing with Charlotte.
She can deal with it. It's okay.
Obviously, she can. But very realistic. They told a nice story there. You kind of felt bad for Ronda. And I think that was the point here.
Yes.
They wanted you...
Sympathy.
They wanted sympathy on Ronda to be like, chill, Becky. You know, we're into you, but you gotta chill a little bit.
Yeah, chill out a little bit.
So that was actually very well done. Really enjoyed that finish.
Yeah.
The next match, Baron Corbin defeated Braun Strowman in a no DQ match. Very surprised by this.
In a snoozer.
In a weird snoozer.
Of a match. Yes, I'll say it. No offense to anybody involved, but we got to see the bigs show up. And by the bigs, I mean Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and is that it? Bobby Lashley. The biggest dudes on the roster showing up in the one match. And you can tell like this was like the big guy match. They always shove the big guys into like stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's very awkward. I think like judging from my whole life as a wrestling fan, I love this. Judging from my whole life as a wrestling fan, Vince loves those big boys.
Yeah, Vince loves the big guys. So they killed Braun Strowman.
Yes.
They put him through a double table. This is going to lead, obviously, into what's happening, right?
Yes.
This is going to lead into WrestleMania and whatever wacky 8-on-1 match they're going to do with Braun Strowman, and Braun Strowman kills everybody. Do you think they've hurt Braun Strowman at this point?
Like we were saying during the event, I don't think hurt applies to Braun Strowman, but poor booking does, if you know what I'm saying. Like, they had the chance to make him a Hogan at some point, right? Like, within the last year, they could have made him a Hogan. But I do think, like, his injuries and his extracurricular activities may have hurt him from that point. I do still believe that they have that mega character within him, you know, if they ever decide to go that route with anybody again.
I don't know, man.
He's very two-dimensional at this point. One-dimensional. He's very one-dimensional at this point.
Unfortunate, though, huh?
It is.
It's really unfortunate.
And I do like the dude. I think he's awesome. He's got a great personality. 8 months ago, if you watched our show, forget it. Like, we would sing this guy's praises as, like, the next Hogan, you know?
They had it with him. They had the whole thing. And I think the injury hurt, but you know, they do this back and forth with pulling the trigger.
Right.
And sometimes it's the timing. They didn't want to beat Brock, but they, and you know, I think Brock and being the champion right now,
yeah,
and Roman getting sick and having to take time off,
right,
really, and then him getting hurt kind of changed everything.
Absolutely.
So they beat him down.
How many people are the Rock's cousins tonight?
Everybody. Everybody's the Rock's cousin. So now we're at the main event when 36 minutes and 40 seconds. Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
It felt longer.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan defeated AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, and Samoa Joe. The big story here mm-hmm. was Kofi Kingston.
Good Lord. What a story.
He was in the position mm-hmm. of Mustafa Ali.
Yeah.
So they didn't change shift on anything. Do you think the reaction of the crowd would have been there with Ali as much as it was with Kofi?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I do think so. But I do think, like, yes and no. Yes, I do think the reaction of the crowd would have been there with Mustafa Ali, but just because, like, Kofi is one of the foundations of modern WWE, that people kind of felt it more. It resonated more tonight. People wanted Kofi to win because, yes, he's an 11-year veteran.
Yeah.
He had his buddies in a New Day. They supported him. The dude's an amazing performer. He has not lost a step in the ring. He can deliver every night of the week. And Daniel Bryan made him look like $1 million tonight.
Yeah. They made it look great. The eliminations went as followed. If I have this here in front of me, you had Samoa Joe getting eliminated first. He was the second entrant.
Great.
Eliminated by AJ Styles with a phenomenal forearm at 14:35. The second elimination was Jeff Hardy. He entered at number five. He was eliminated by Daniel Bryan with a running knee at 18 minutes.
Great.
Third elimination was AJ Styles. A lot of people were surprised by this.
Yeah.
He entered in at number four by Randy Orton, RKO off the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
He was going for a phenomenal forearm and intercepted by Randy Orton, 22:25. And the fifth elimination was Kofi Kingston by Daniel Bryan with a running knee at 36:40. Daniel Bryan is the winner and still retains the WWE Championship. Now, this is interesting. You have one more pay-per-view.
Fastlane.
What do you do? You don't have a universal title to defend.
Right.
Seth Rollins is hurt. Brock Lesnar's gone. You need this to be the show stealer again.
Fatal four-way.
To determine who faces Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Between who?
AJ Styles.
Samoa Joe. Jeff Hardy. And Randy Orton?
Randy or Kofi or Mustafa.
Telling you, Randy Orton's going to win it.
I'm hoping that we get a beautiful Kofi WrestleMania moment. I know it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But don't you want that? Don't you want him to just, like...
I think if you were doing it, if you were going to do it, it wouldn't have mattered because you have time for Daniel Bryan to win the title back. Mm-hmm. I would have put the title on him now.
Absolutely. Make Daniel Bryan win on Tuesday.
I want you to think, no, wait a month, right? Okay. Wait a month. You know what I would have done? You know how many of those New Day Rainbow-style WWE titles they could have sold?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how many they would have put on sale, the
Good
Kofi
Lord.
Kingston title, and how many of those they would have sold at every show leading up to him losing that title?
I think it'll happen. I do think it'll happen at some point this year. I am a firm believer that Kofi deserves that title again. Oh, yeah, not again. I mean, like, deserves
shot,
for the first time, you know?
By the way, we have been going almost 6 hours live today on a Sunday. Much appreciate every single one of you. We're going to continue doing this. If you guys have any questions, submit them in the chats, and we're going to answer them at the end of the show. I give it a B.
B plus.
B plus. Yeah. I enjoyed every single one, but I was really watching it because
yes.
we were doing the live stuff. So for us... If I'm going to say the Ronda Rousey thing was enjoyable, I think the sucky match for me was a Corbin match, and the Uso match I didn't really care for. So, actually, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go with my B. I'm going to stick with my B
okay.
for the show.
I'll go B plus because the Chamber match, which was the highlight
really
of the night.
Really like Kofi.
Really, really enjoyed the story that was told. I think that was worth it. That was the main event. That was the story that was led up to. Really enjoyed it. I like the women's chamber match as well. You got your, it's like quote unquote history making. It was a solid show. They pushed and pulled exactly where they needed to. I think the Braun and Baron Corbin match was very unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was the real downside. Ruby losing super quick. Great. It led to the other thing. Miz and Shane losing. I thought that was weird too. Like, I thought they should have retained in a very quick fashion. You know, I thought that was just like kind of like, from my perspective, I was like, I have so much vested in the Miz and Shane relationship that I felt this was a throwaway match.
Okay.
I felt like they should have had that tournament for the number one contender should have culminated tonight.
Huh.
Right? You know, where it's like Usos versus so-and-so versus so-and-so, Miz and Shane sat this one out, and then at the next pay-per-view you did it. I think this was just like a weird throwaway.
Yeah.
I really love them as tag champs. I don't know why they put it back on the Usos. They don't need the belts.
A lot of people thought Bray Wyatt was coming back tonight.
Very strange,
right? And
I'm
curious why. I did not get any, because I made the phone call before Rich came.
Right.
So I got some information. But one thing I did not hear was Bray Wyatt. And I would have heard that.
Absolutely.
You know, I would have been told that by that point.
But a lot of folks were thinking Bray Wyatt and or Harper were going to interfere in Daniel Bryan's part tonight, you know? Whereas we got Rowan being ousted from the ring. It's kind of funny how, like, WWE still has their ear to the ground when it comes to stuff like that.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, they always do. Yeah. They know what they're doing with that. They like to, you know, upset people. Guys, let's, I give it a B. Rich gives it a B+.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, that's pretty close, to be honest. I enjoyed the show. It was a lot of fun. Now we have, we're officially, you know, on our way to WrestleMania, like I said last, you know, the last pay-per-view. This one was a very good, I don't think this was necessary, though. You know what I mean? Like, Elimination Chamber, why couldn't they make you wait a couple more weeks and then eliminate one of the pay-per-views?
I agree with that 100%. I do think it was a little superfluous, and I also think this event could have been kept to three matches as a network special, much like Roadblock was a few years ago.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, it was a network.
We know what I mean. Yeah. I don't need Fastlane either. I just think it's like, it's too much content, you know? Like, it's almost like, it's at the point, from my perspective, who gives a crap? You know,
yeah.
Where it's like, I don't care about this. I just want to see what WrestleMania is. I don't need the interim stuff. The interim stuff does nothing for me. I want storylines to progress, but I don't need like another like what if situation. You know, Finn winning the title tonight was a nice surprise. The Kofi performance was a nice surprise. But other than that, it was like a glorified Raw or SmackDown, you know. But again, that being said, I don't want to be contradicted to myself, but I thought it was a B+. Good effort by everybody. Nice and quick. 3 hour and 20 minute show. I dug it.
Yeah. Let's do some Q&A. If you guys have any questions, submit them. And we're at the end of the show. We're about 23 minutes in. Wow, we were going to do 10 minutes and we did 23 minutes. Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up here. If you have any questions, submit them. Guys, if you enjoy this, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. Join our Patreon. With the Patreon, you also get access to our Discord chat, which I'm in there every day. A lot of the guys are in there every day. We chat along with you. Great community over there. And also, you get access to our private Patreon chat, which I go in there generally every day and give you guys tidbits of what I'm hearing from the AEW side and the WWE side and things like that. Also, if you're on YouTube, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast, subscribe to us. Hit that subscribe button. You could also fund us here on YouTube. Hit that super show your support for Madman Podcast by being a super hitting the super chat button and funding us there.
Patreon.com/MattManPodcast.
Yeah.
Pro Wrestling Tees, Madman Podcast.
Yeah, they're running a sale tomorrow, actually. We're gonna have a bunch of stuff, links on our Twitter tomorrow. We're gonna post it there. They have how many percentage points is it? Pro Wrestling Tees.
I think there's a 20% off thing tomorrow.
Is it 20%? Let's find out.
Thank you, Bill Alexander. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, 20% off. Use offer code PREZ site-wide, everything is on sale at Pro Wrestling Tees. So if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/MattMenPodcast, you can fund us there.
John Schwartz asks, if you could send one man and one woman down to NXT from the main roster to develop for a year and come back, who would you pick?
Say that again.
If you could send one man and one woman down to the NXT from the main roster to develop for a year and come back, who would you pick?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
One person.
One person. Who would it be? I got my answer already.
Finn Balor.
Really?
Yep.
Get out of here. Yep. You're crazy. You're bananas.
Why? I would have him in better feuds over there. Imagine him with Gargano and Ciampa and all those guys.
Who would it be? Apollo for me.
Oh, like you mean like to actually develop, not to...
To send them back to NXT.
Oh, send... like. Okay, to like kind of get better. Okay, yeah, Apollo's a great one.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
You'd put him back.
I would put him back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would do Apollo, and as far as the females go, I would do Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke, okay.
Yeah. Because I like her.
Not bad.
And I think, you know, she has a lot more room to grow. Christopher LP, thank you very much for the donation. Happy Matt Men Lifer, and really enjoy tonight's commentary. Love you guys.
Hey, Christopher, thank you.
Love you, too, and love the graphics that you made for us.
$5 donation. Yeah, those are awesome, actually.
Taylor Jones, do you think Kofi will get a real run at the title, possibly facing Daniel Bryan at Mania? I think within the next year, if he keeps up the crowd, if the crowd really wants it, it'll happen.
I think if they were going to do it, this would have been the moment. I don't think the reaction was expected by WWE.
Right, exactly.
I don't think, and that's what I was just told, actually, that they were very surprised and pleased by how the audience reacted to Kofi Kingston. The next couple of weeks are going to be a good test for him. They're going to give him some more singles matches to see if that's sustainable. Okay. That's what it really comes off to for them.
That's a great point.
Here's another question I have from Periscope. Where do you guys go with Brian at Mania? Multiple man match or something else?
I'll go multiple man match. I've been saying that for months.
I think a multiple man match would be good because you have too many players in there. And you got to also remember, people need to leave WrestleMania happy.
Yes.
Right? That's the moment that you want. I know this is not the main event for them. The main event is, it's for the men's title, right? It's Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins. But you got to still leave people happy. I feel like Randy Orton's going to win this title.
Oy.
Become a 14-time champion and get him closer to John Cena's 16-time and then have something between them.
I'm oddly, like, I get that, and it's very, very weird.
Remember, I said this 2 years ago. Do you remember that?
Yes.
We were talking about this. And we were talking about what the plan is with these numbers. Randy Orton is right there, and so is Triple H. What is Triple H? 13-time world champion?
Yeah.
So you have him 13-time. You have Randy Orton 13-time. And Randy Orton will become a 14-time with this, I believe. So you have 16-time, 14-time, 13-time. Uh-huh. Give them, do like hot swapping a little bit and have this ultimate match to find out who's going to surpass Ric Flair as a 17-time world champion. WWE numbers, by the way. Ric Flair's, if you 20, were to take
27.
If you were to take a conservative number, he's an 18-time world heavyweight champion.
I do think that Triple H will have that belt again. Alonzo Chavez. Do you guys do this every show? This is the first time we've done the live watch along on YouTube, and I think we might keep doing it because it's a lot of fun and you guys seem to really enjoy it. Again, we get very good live feedback, and you know, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Thomas Armetta, who would you have face Sasha and Bayley at Mania for the tag titles? I got my pick.
If they're going into Mania with it?
Yeah.
I would go with, that's a great question, Tamina and Nia.
I'm going to go nostalgia because it's WrestleMania New York, big WrestleMania. I'm going to go Lita and Trish.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that pick.
I'll go Lita and Trish for that. Alonzo Chavez again. Who would you fight in a match?
Who would I fight?
Yeah.
In a match.
In a match.
If I could pick a match to have I would pick AJ Styles.
Ooh, I like that. I would go Samoa Joe.
Okay.
I think we have a very similar body type and, and height, and it would be good.
Here's one. Triple H match at Mania. Triple H got cleared to do heavy lifting about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Generally, it takes him 6 weeks to get into ring shape, like heavy, like body wise.
Yeah,
he could do it in about 6 weeks. He's going to have to work in the ring and see what's going on, but it's quite possible if. I know Batista wants that match, so if it's going to happen, it's going to be Batista and Triple H.
I'd love that to happen. I think I agree with you 100% on that. Andrew asks, did we ever find out why Lacey Evans came out tonight? No, that's a good question. There was a 3-second entrance, and that was it. Remember?
Okay, so I was out of the room.
No, you were here, and we were like, what was that all about?
So she came out.
And they cut to something.
That's so weird.
Very bizarre. Do you see AJ chasing Orton after WrestleMania? More than likely, right?
Someone in our Discords, in our Periscope says, why would Orton win the title? Why would he? Why would he not?
Because
they have this bigger plan for Randy Orton because he's a very high paid guy. He has a very long term contract with them. And you got to utilize him. And he's actually a great worker.
Exactly. He just
doesn't do it for me.
If you were to build a pro wrestler from the ground up with old parts from a debunked space station on Mars,
it would be Randy Orton. Based on tonight, what would be your match card for WrestleMania? It's still early to tell.
Yeah.
We don't know. Things are too up in the air, and I'm hearing 10 different cards right now. Who do you think will be the prestige match at Mania? Cena, Taker, the legacy match.
Mm-hmm.
Cena, Taker, Triple H, etc. I know Cena wants to be there, but I'm not hearing anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker, I've heard zero about. First time in many years.
He has taken bookings.
Triple H is working very hard to be there. So they're going to have one of those. I think it's going to be Triple H. Listen, man, maybe Triple H, John Cena.
I'd be okay
with
that.
Batista wants to go back, so yeah. If we do get Triple H Batista, that'll be the match.
Kid Cairo 1, why have WWE not really acknowledged Batista's movie success? I think it's because he's had success with Disney. I think that's it. It's not his own production company. They can blow up The Rock as much as they want because essentially The Rock is his own war machine as far as production goes. Where Batista, his success has been found in the Marvel movies, which are owned by Disney. I don't think WWE wants to throw any attention their way.
Yeah, I mean, that's possibly it. I also think that when they have a very odd relationship. Like, he wants to come back for like a year.
Right.
He wants to like do the whole thing. And his whole thing was, I don't want to be on TV. I just want to do house shows.
Right.
And they're like, well, what do you mean? We need you on which.
Who are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah. So they're still talking. They're working on something.
It's almost like he's Psycho Sid. Where weird demands.
I see AJ chasing Universal title. Well, we're going to get the superstar shakeup after Mania, and that's going to change a lot. So when we talk about what's happening, they need to get these SmackDown numbers up, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people who are new to this program, when we've discussed this, the Fox expectation for SmackDown, and we're not talking FS1, we're talking Fox Network.
Right.
The expectation on Friday night from 8 to 10, right? Tight 8 to 10 has to be around 3.5 to 4 million.
Mm-hmm.
4 million is very high and a long shot.
Yes.
But it has to be around 3.2 million. They're barely doing 2 now. They're doing 2.21. They're far. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they are retaining about 75% to 80% of the Raw viewership. So Raw has to bump up in numbers. SmackDown needs to bump up in numbers. And this is not a good thing for them right now. The last couple of weeks, the numbers have been tumbling. So they have to hit the point where they're getting in the 2.5, 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously going to a network, you're going to have a higher number, right? Go from but it's not going to be that tremendous pop that you would have seen 10 years ago.
Right, right.
That's the problem here. I think WWE kind of at one point, and this is what I was told, they were not worried because, SmackDown's doing about 2.3 million, mm-hmm. 2.4 million. Raw's doing about 2.7 million, 2.8 million a hot season. we could get another million by just being on a network.
Exactly.
It doesn't work like that anymore. Yeah. Content consumption is all over the place. Look at this. We got 131 people watching on Periscope. We got another 50 people on YouTube. We got another 30 people here. We got another 40 people there.
Scattered. Scattered numbers.
And we're not one of these top brands.
Right.
Right? Imagine somebody else has a million viewers. Watching somebody, you know, on Twitch play a game. Million are not watching WWE. They're watching that. So
exactly. They
got to be very careful with this.
Can we do one last question?
Yeah, let's go.
Alonzo Chavez, why are you guys the best ever?
I love you, Alonzo.
I have a two-word answer.
Yeah.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Yeah, Blue Chew. That's it. So do you think The Rock and Austin to build viewership? Listen, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
You know, it's only temporary.
People love the Attitude Era, but at this point, we're almost 20 years removed.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon pops ratings.
He does.
You know?
He does. Quarter hours.
It's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah. Guys, that's it for today. Rich, I know you got to go home. You're tired.
I'm ready for bed right now. Can I sleep on you?
I got my third win right now. I could go another hour.
Oh, good for you.
I could go another hour doing this. Guys, if this is the first time you're tuning in, check us out, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter, but more importantly, go to our YouTube, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast. Hit the subscribe button. We put out Con Ed Electricity. We put out content.
And we're fixing your
every
wires.
Single week. Every Thursday, Rich and I go live at 10 a.m. We release the show on podcast form. We're doing more of these bonus shows now. So we're almost at our goal to do two shows a week where I do a 10-minute recap every week.
Oh, yeah.
We're live on Periscope. We're going to be doing Fastlane. Fastlane. They're all the same. All these names, they're all the same. We're going to do Fastlane like this again. We'll do a watch along with you guys. And then plus other stuff that happens, you know, breaking news, all that stuff. Also, we're on Instagram, instagram.com/MattMenPodcast. Also, you can follow us there. We post content there every single day. We're very busy. We're all over the place. You know what I mean? And we have a Discord. If you want the Discord information, you could obviously follow us on Twitter and get the info there. Guys, this was a lot of fun. I apologize. We got to end it. We've been broadcasting for 6 hours. 140 people on
Good
Periscope
Lord.
Watching right now. Love each and every one of you. Give us a follow here, too, so you're notified every time we go live. And follow me at Andrew Zarian, BTC Rich, Mad Men Podcast, and we'll see you all next time. Take care.